Number nine, how do you get people's attention? You know, your customers, our customers out there, are being bombarded by salespeople, by email, by advertising. It's the number of something like 3,000 advertising messages per day per person is what we're all exposed to. And when you think about that, you think, how in the world do you get their attention? Well, I was going to the convenience store to get some gas here. This was 3 or 4 months ago, maybe. And I pulled up to the gas pump, and the gas pumps were empty, but there was all these cars parked all around the convenience store. So I couldn't figure out what it was, so I parked there, and I was going in to give them my cash for the gas. And there's a line. No kidding, the convenience store was about half the size. There was a line with maybe 25 or 30 people standing in line. And I thought, what in the world is going on here? And so I asked, I said, what's this for? He said, well, we're all buying lottery tickets. I thought, man, that is the stupidest thing in the world. Spend all that time standing in line to buy a lottery ticket. So I get in line to buy a lottery ticket. And now I'm catching the fever. You know, I mean, all these people, well, this is what I'm going to do when I win that $375 million or whatever it was. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And even though your chances are one in 275 million or something like that, that you would have the winning ticket. People are going up there and putting $50 down buying tickets. I thought that is the stupidest investment you could possibly make. So when I get up there, I put my $50 down, actually thinking that I'm going to win. I mean, isn't that? I wouldn't even tell my wife. I wouldn't tell her I bought lottery tickets unless I won. But what do these people do to get you to buy that ticket, to spend that money, knowing that the chances are, you know, just ridiculously slim that you're ever going to win that ticket? Well, here's what it is. I call it the 98% factor. People spend 98% of their time thinking about themselves and 2% of the time thinking about somebody else. So that means that for the most part, when we go in to sell them, we're going in to the 2%. We're trying to get into that 2% where they're thinking about somebody else. And if you ever worry about what people are thinking about you, you don't have to worry anymore because they don't think about you. I know that might disappoint some of you, but they're thinking 98% about themselves. And the lottery has capitalized on that 98%. They put these testimonials up there, they show these winners, and they actually make believe, boy, that could be me up there with that big check. And they have cashed in on it. And that is how the lottery gets all that money, gets all those people to buy. I was interviewing a convenience store up here a while ago, and she said, you really got to know your customers, because they'll come in and buy $3 worth of gas and $20 worth of lottery tickets. And $10 worth of cigarettes. So that 98% factor. So for us to get their attention, what do we have to do? We have to make it about them. Here's the things we have, but this is what they will do for you. Here's another thing we have, and this is what it will do for you. And you have to make sure that every time you present something, you're tying it into that 98% factor, so they get that same feeling. They say, hey, this guy is interested in me. This gal is really interested in me. 98. So remember that 98% factor. What about when you're selling new accounts? What do we normally do? Well, you call, make an appointment. So I got an appointment with that country club up there at 2 o'clock. Great. So you got the appointment. What's the next step? You go to the sales office. You get all the brochures. You get your company stuff. You get your laptop. I say, this is really important. I think I'll take my DSM with me. So now the two of you are getting together, and you're going to make that new account call. Well, turn it around from his point of view. He says, oh, no, look at him. I forgot about the appointment. Look at all the stuff they got with them. They got everything ever been printed in this industry in that briefcase, I know. And they got their laptop with them. And you know the worst thing in life is to look at somebody else's laptop and think that's and pretend you're interested. I got to get rid of them. And there's two of them. They'll probably have a talking contest. So you can out-talk each other. And I got a lot of stuff that needs to be done.
I know I do. I'll hit him with, hey, what's your price on ribeye? Oh, you're way out of line, so I'll be able to get rid of them quick. Well, let's take another approach, and let's do it with the 98% factor in mind. Let's go in there and say, first of all, don't take anything with you. And for you gals, I wouldn't even take your handbag with you. Leave it, lock it up in the trunk. And now you're going in, and all you have is maybe a business card. And now you're like, I'm unarmed. I'm going in, and we're just gonna talk for a minute. You're like going into to negotiate with the bank robber. You know, I'm no gun. I'm clean. And you put that resistance down. So he sees you. Say, okay, you come on in for a minute. What do you want to talk about? Well, I just got a couple of questions I'd like to ask you. See if there's anything we might be able to do to help each other out. You know, we've got some really good things. But first, I need to know about your business. Tell me about it. And now you get them talking, and they'll set the time. They'll set the time limit. They'll tell you when it's done. But you're gathering all this information like a sponge. You don't even have to take notes sometimes because you're so keen right there. You're listening. You're paying attention. You got it. You know, you remember it. Then you go out and you write everything down. And then the next time you come back, you'll have something really that will point right into their 98% of self-interest. So try that when you do a new account. I know some of you probably already do that, some of the veterans. When we're due and we're going in, we say, God, I got to have something to talk about. What am I going to talk about? Well, don't talk. Just go in and ask what they call Grant's tomb questions. You know, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Grant, we all know the answer, but you ask the question anyway. And that way you're just breaking the ice. Because what are you really selling when you're going in there? Yourself. You're selling yourself. If I don't like you, I won't buy from you no matter what you got. If I don't like you, forget about it. Don't even need to come back.